imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, looking out over a vast, unknown landscape. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and your mind is filled with doubt. This is what fear can feel like in business, paralyzing and overwhelming. But what if I told you that this fear could be your greatest ally in driving growth and innovation? Fear and change are two constraints in life, especially in the business world. Whether you're launching a new product, pivoting your strategy, or stepping into a leadership role, fear and change are inevitable companions. But instead of letting them hold you back, you can harness these forces to propel your business forward. Hi, I'm Cheryl Campbell, and I've spent over a decade empowering women entrepreneurs. Today, I enjoy guiding them to redefine success through spiritual wisdom and authenticity. My own journey has been filled with moments of fear and uncertainty, but through the power of mindfulness, affirmations, and a supportive community, I've learned to turn these challenges into opportunities for growth. In this workshop, I'm excited to share some of these spiritual techniques with you. Together, we'll discover how to transform fear into a catalyst for business success and embrace change as a path to innovation and growth. So let's embark on this journey together and unlock the potential within each of us. We're going to start off trying to understand what exactly is fear and change. Fear is a natural emotion. It's an emotional response to perceived threats or danger. Notice I said perceived threats or danger. It's something we all experience, and it can manifest in various ways, such as anxiety, hesitation, or even physical symptoms like a racing heart or sweaty palms. In business, fear often shows up when we're facing the unknown, taking risks, or stepping out of our comfort zones. But we all know unless we step out of our comfort zones, we don't grow. So common fears in business also include fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, and the fear of rejection. Understanding that fear is a normal part of the human experience can help us appreciate it with compassion and curiosity rather than resistance. Change is a constant and inevitable part of life and business. It involves moving from one state to another, whether it's adopting new technologies, shifting strategies, or responding to marketing trends. Now, I should say market trends, not marketing trends, but market trends. Now, positive aspects of change include opportunities for growth and creativity, and change helps to build resilience. Understanding fear and change is the very first step in learning how to manage them effectively. So recognizing that fear is a natural response and that change is an opportunity that can transform our approach to both, allowing us to move forward with greater confidence and optimism, is definitely something that we want to look into. Now, I have some spiritual tools to overcome fear. And once we understand the nature of fear and change that we just discussed, that's the first crucial part of it, because it lays the foundation for how we respond to these inevitable aspects of our business journey. Now that we have identified what fear and change are and recognize that their roles in our personal and professional lives, it's time to explore the practical strategies to manage and harness them. So in this section, we're going to delve into three powerful spiritual tools: mindfulness, affirmations, and visualization. I can't say that word for some reason, visualization. That can help us to overcome fear and embrace change. And again, we're going to use these tools to turn these challenges into opportunities for growth and success. So let's start with mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of staying present and fully engaging with the current moment without judgment. Meditation is a tool that helps us achieve mindfulness by calming our minds and reducing stress. Now, mindfulness helps overcome fear by keeping us focused on the present. Rather, it's kind of like putting blinders on about anything that's in the past or anything that you're worrying about in the future. It's like being present. So put those blinders on. I used to be a horsewoman, so I use the word blinders every once in a while. Anyway, rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on those past mistakes, mindfulness helps us to reduce the intensity of our emotional reactions to the fear that we perceive. So let's try a simple mindfulness exercise. I'd ask you to sit comfortably and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and slowly exhale through your mouth. Focus on your breathing. Now, we actually worked on this a little bit the last workshop that I did too. All right, but concentrate on your breathing, feeling the air enter your body and leave your body as you exhale. If your mind starts to wander, gently bring your focus back to your breath. Inhale and exhale. Practice this for 1 minute to start, gradually increasing the time as you become more comfortable with breathing techniques. Mindfulness and meditation can significantly reduce our fears by keeping us grounded in the present moment. As I mentioned earlier, with a clearer and calmer mind, you are better equipped to face challenges head on. Now, let's take a look at how affirmations can reframe our thoughts and provide a powerful boost to our confidence. Affirmations, as you know, are positive statements that can help reprogram our subconscious mind and replace negative thoughts with empowering ones. They are particularly effective for overcoming fear by reinforcing a positive mindset. To use affirmations to overcome fear, write down a few of them that resonate with you and address your specific fears. Repeat them daily, especially during moments of doubt or anxiety. Now, examples of affirmations include, I am capable and strong enough to face any challenge. I trust myself to make the right decisions for my business. And I embrace change as an opportunity for growth and innovation. With the positive reinforcement provided by affirmations, we can steadily build our confidence and diminish our fears. As our mindset shifts, we become more open to embracing change. Mindfulness and meditation can significantly reduce our fears by keeping us grounded in the present moment. As I mentioned earlier, with a clearer and calmer mind, you are better equipped to face challenges head on. Now, let's take a look at how affirmations can reframe our thoughts and provide a powerful boost to our confidence. Affirmations, as you know, are positive statements that can help reprogram our subconscious mind and replace negative thoughts with empowering ones. They are particularly effective for overcoming fear by reinforcing a positive mindset. To use affirmations to overcome fear, write down a few of them that resonate with you and address your specific fears. Repeat them daily, especially during moments of doubt or anxiety. Now, examples of affirmations include, I am capable and strong enough to face any challenge. I trust myself to make the right decisions for my business. And I embrace change as an opportunity for growth and innovation. With the positive reinforcement provided by affirmations, we can steadily build our confidence and diminish our fears. As our mindset shifts, we become more open to embracing change. Now, let's explore the power of visualization. I said it right that time. Another transformative tool that can help us see and achieve our desired outcomes. Visualization is a powerful technique where you imagine yourself achieving your goals and successfully navigating challenges. This mental rehearsal helps build confidence and reduces fear by familiarizing your mind with positive outcomes. To practice visualization, find a quiet place that you won't be disturbed. Close your eyes again and take a few deep breaths to relax, and then imagine a specific situation where you are facing a fear in your business, such as giving a presentation or launching a new product. Visualize yourself handling the situation with confidence and ease. See yourself succeeding and feeling proud of your achievements. Spend a few minutes each day practicing this visualization. By doing this and visualizing positive outcomes, we actually train our minds to expect and work towards success, reducing the grip of fear on our actions. Now that we have explored these powerful tools, let's discuss how to apply them practically in our business endeavors. By visualizing positive outcomes, we train our minds to expect and work towards success, reducing the grip of fear on our actions. Now that we have explored these powerful tools to overcome fear, let's shift our focus to embracing change. In this section, we'll discuss how setting intentions, practicing gratitude, and seeking support can help us navigate and embrace change as a catalyst for business transformation. Setting intentions is a productive way to direct your focus and energy towards your desired outcomes. Unlike goals, which are specific and measurable, intentions are broader and more flexible, guiding your mindset and actions. Setting intentions help embrace change by providing clarity and direction, even in uncertain times. And they also help you maintain a positive and focused mindset. Now, to set an intention, reflect on what you want to achieve or how you want to feel. Write a clear and positive statement of intention, such as, "I intend to welcome new opportunities with an open mind." Repeat your intention daily to keep it at the forefront of your mind. One of my favorite intentions that I say every single day is this: "It is my intention to go through this day with ease and grace and in flow." Setting intentions help us navigate change with a clear and focused mindset, making us more adaptable and open to new possibilities. Next, I'd like to explore a little bit with you about how practicing gratitude can shift our perspective from fear to appreciation, further empowering us to embrace change. Gratitude is the practice of recognizing and appreciating the positive aspects of our lives, and I can't stress how important this practice is. Focusing on gratitude can help shift your mindset from fear and scarcity to abundance and positivity. Practicing gratitude helps embrace change by shifting focus from what we fear to what we appreciate. The outcome is that gratitude enhances our overall sense of well-being and positivity. Now, to practice gratitude, keep a gratitude journal if you like to journal. Write down three things you're grateful for each day. Take a moment to reflect on these things and appreciate their presence in your life. And again, please do not underestimate the power of gratitude. Without getting into a lot of the detail, I will share with you what I know to be true. When we appreciate gratitude, we attract more good things into our lives to be grateful for. It's simply the way the energy of the universe works. A bonus, practicing gratitude helps us cultivate not only a positive outlook, but it makes us more resilient in the face of change. So as we appreciate the good in our lives, we become more open to new experiences. Now, let's discuss the importance of seeking support and building a strong network to help us navigate and embrace change. Now, when you're going through change in life, especially in business, when you leave corporate world or you leave something that the people you love around you realize that you've been doing for a long time, they may not understand why you're making these changes. And you may not have their support. So it's very difficult to go through change without support. So what you want to make sure that you do is join communities where you are going to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. And you can ask questions and you can see people are already doing what you're looking to do. And you know that it's possible because it's already being done. And when you're in a supportive community, you gained shared experiences, you gain insight into things. A lot of times, like we do here in this group, people are willing to share their experiences with you and their expertise that will also shorten your learning curve when you're learning something new. So make sure that you do go out there and seek support. Join professional groups or communities where you can share your experiences and gain those insights. Seek out mentors or coaches who can offer guidance and support. It doesn't matter how successful you are, you can always use a mentor in an area of your life that you want to work on. So, build a support system with friends and family if you're lucky, and absolutely colleagues who understand your journey. With a supportive network, we gain the strength and encouragement needed to face change head on. So, we have explored setting intentions, practicing gratitude, and seeking support. We now have a comprehensive toolkit to help us embrace change and transform our business practices. So, we're going to go a little bit more into detail now on how you can apply these tools in a practical way in our daily business routines. Integrating these spiritual tools into your business routine can seem daunting at first if you're not used to working with them. But with consistent practice, they can become powerful habits that drive success and innovation. So here's how you can start. In regards to mindfulness and meditation, make it a daily practice. Dedicate a few minutes, that's all it takes, a few minutes each morning to mindfulness and meditation. This will set a calm and focused tone for your day. Now, throughout your day, during stressful moments, take a brief mindfulness break. Do some deep breathing. Clear your mind and reduce your anxiety by doing mindful exercises. Use affirmations as part of your morning routine. Say you're having coffee every day. It's always, by the way, it's really easy to add a new habit to your routine when you stack it on top of a routine that you're already doing. So say every morning you get up and you have a cup of coffee and you sit there with a few moments of peace and quiet. If that's part of your morning routine, simply tack on affirmations while you're having your coffee. So when you begin your day with these positive affirmations, it does help to boost your confidence and your mindset. Now, also, you can use affirmations before meetings or presentations. You use them to calm your nerves and reinforce your capability to succeed. I'll also share a very calming technique with you right now. And it's part of the energy work that I do. I'm not sure why it works, but it does. If you are nervous, say you're in a meeting and your turn is coming up, and you can't exactly, you know, pause and do mindfulness necessarily when you're in that kind of a group environment, what you can do is this. Take your hands, cross them over like this, turn them inside out like this, and just sit there and breathe. This is an energy exercise that actually helps to calm you. You don't need to know how it works. Just trust me, it does. All right? And nobody's going to care if you're sitting there like that. So that's one technique that you can use before going into a meeting or presentation as well. Okay? Now, let's do a practical application for visualization. All right? Goal setting. You can visualize your goals and the steps needed to achieve them. And that also can help provide clarity and motivation. And also, when you visualize, as we mentioned earlier, it helps with problem solving. So when you're facing a problem, take a moment to visualize successful outcomes and the path to get there to that outcome. And when you visualize problems that could arise, like if you're doing your first webinar, this is another example I can give you. If you're doing your first webinar, and there's all kinds of things that could go wrong when you're doing a live webinar, beforehand, visualize the different things that can go wrong. Now, don't dwell on them because we don't want to give it that kind of energy, but say, okay, there could be a tech issue. What am I going to do if there is? And visualize you doing problem solving. Because when we visualize our actions ahead of time, they become second nature to us when we have to implement that solution. All right, so again, just think about different problems that you may encounter and visualize how you successfully maneuver it and come out being successful. Now, another practical application, as we mentioned, is intentions. So the way that we could add intentions to our business and also to our life is with weekly intentions. At the start of each week, set a clear intention for what you want to achieve or focus on. Daily reminders. Keep your intentions visible on a sticky notepad, all right? You can put that sticky notepad on your desk, on your computer, all right? But when you see the intention, it helps you to put a positive spin on your day. Now, earlier, I shared one of my main intentions with you. Another key intention that I say daily is, it is my intention that all content that I create today will enrich the lives of those that choose to hear it. It just sets a different tone for all of the work that I do. But again, every person's individual, so find the intentions that are important to you, that speak to your goals and your values. Write them out. Say them daily. It really does have an amazing impact on your life, for both business and your personal life. Now, we talked about gratitude. What you can do every day, and again, you can do this on a personal level and on a business level. At the end of each day, reflect. Write down those three things you were grateful for. And focus on the little things, because it's the little things that can make life so wonderful. They don't have to be huge gratitude. We're not looking for miracles every day. But every day there are a lot of small miracles around us if we just learn to recognize them, and gratitude will help us to do that. Also, share your appreciation. Regularly express gratitude to your team, to your clients and partners, because that helps to build a positive and collaborative environment. And last, but certainly not least, seek support. join communities, participate in professional groups online or around town, where you can share experiences and gain insights. Go ahead and seek out mentorship. They can, mentors, as I mentioned, they can give you guidance and support throughout your business journey. And build a support system around you where you foster relationships with friends, family, and colleagues that will help you understand the journey in a different way. And you'll gain the support that you need. Now, by applying these spiritual tools to your daily business practices, you can turn fear into a powerful motivator and embrace change as an opportunity for growth. Remember, the journey to overcoming fear and embracing change is ongoing. And with these tools, you are well-equipped to navigate it successfully. So as we conclude, let me recap just briefly the key points and discuss how you can continue to apply these tools moving forward. So briefly summarizing, we discussed the spiritual tools of mindfulness, meditation, affirmations, and visualization. We talked about setting intentions, practicing gratitude, and seeking support. Now, these tools can transform fear into a catalyst for growth and help you to embrace change. I encourage you to start incorporating one or more of these tools into your daily routine. Stay connected and continue the conversation by sharing your thoughts in our community. Thank you so much for your time and participation. And remember, the journey to overcoming fear and embracing change is ongoing. But with these tools, you are well equipped to manage it successfully. Until we meet again, many blessings to you and yours. Bye-bye for now.